Mary Davey of the General Services Administration about the Network Services 2020 strategy. You're very clear on the GSA website, Mary, that this is a strategy, not a contract. And the website says Network Services 2020 is GSA's evolving strategy for the next generation of telecom and IT infrastructure services. Why do you have to throw that out there and front and center that this isn't a contract, that it is a strategy, Mary?
I am really glad you asked, Francis, and it was a perfect question because that's usually the first question or point of confusion that people have, and they think that Network Services 2020 or NS 2020 is a contract that replaces networks. But in fact, what we've done is looked at our overall portfolio of offerings in both the telecommunications program and the rest of ITS, our broader IT portfolio, and looked at where technology is going, how the market's evolving, what kind of services people are buying from us and buying elsewhere, and really trying to anticipate, you know, what does the next generation of services that we provide to agencies as well as contracts need to look like. So we all know that networks is expiring in a few years and we'll need to have a replacement contract. We also have expiring contracts in our regions. We have relatively new contracts for things like wireless and satellite services. So across our entire portfolio, you know, we're looking at that landscape and making sure that we have either current contracts that can satisfy needs or we're in the planning process of providing, you know, new or follow-on contracts to meet emerging technologies like mobile and cloud and everything else. So that's a fabulous question.
So you've got two white papers on the site, and we'll link to those at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You've got a strategy white paper, and you've got a transition strategy white paper. What's in each of those?
The NS 2020 strategy white paper is actually what I'm calling the condensed version or the executive summary version of a much more in-depth and broader detailed strategy of what NS 2020 means and what it is, and then how GSA intends to satisfy the goals and objectives of that strategy. That was developed with our agency partners over the last really couple of years, as well as a lot of input from industry and industry associations. So that's a condensed version of, you know, what is NS 2020? What does it mean in terms of the portfolio of contracts? What are the goals and objectives that GSA is trying to solve through execution of the strategy? The transition white paper is something that's very focused on transition, which has, you know, been a big topic of conversation. And we've had a GAO report on transition. We've had agency working groups and lessons learned that have helped us develop our own transition information to help us improve. We've had industry working groups working on transition and providing us with recommendations. So what we wanted to do, again, is sort of a summary of here are the big drivers or factors that affect our ability to more effectively execute a transition, and here's how we, again, intend to address that as we move forward, especially with like a networks to enterprise infrastructure solutions contract transition in the future.
All right, so you said the magic word, networks, and you mentioned before networks is will expire. There will be something to replace it, whatever that's called. How does this strategy that you're releasing impact networks or work with networks or whatever, and how will it do the same for whatever comes after?
So we've already defined the, well, I shouldn't say that. We are in the process of defining the, what you called whatever comes after, which we have named Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions, or EIS. The RFI is out now for EIS, and it's kind of a very high-level ask of industry, giving people an idea of the kind of services we intend to buy off EIS, which is an evolution of what people are buying off networks today, and also recognizing again that, you know, technology is changing and we need to be able to expand the solution set of services provided, as well as knowing that we can't anticipate everything that we might be, or that might be available in the next 10 years. That new contract, you know, we want to be able to anticipate and meet evolving needs. So Networks does expire. EIS RFI is out, so we've already started the acquisition planning process there. And the RFI will help us gather information so that we, you know, can figure out how to best structure the new contract as well as allow for, you know, new technology on that.
How does this help agencies to support digital gov, strategies like that, mandates that they have across government?
Yeah, with all of the focus on the, you know, the federal CIO community on things like digital government, things like cloud, data center consolidation, we really wanted to make sure that our contracts and strategies do tie directly to those things. So, you know, digital government strategy is about enabling an increasingly mobile workforce. It's about data. It's the, you know, the digital world, especially in a secure, manner. So we want to make sure that the contracts that we have in place for agencies can help enable people executing that strategy. GSA was heavily involved in not only the development of the digital government strategy, but also, taking the lead on putting in place things like the mobile device management platform, mobile application management. So we have already resources in place that can help agencies execute against DGS. And that, as an example, is part of our entire portfolio of offerings and services that we provide. So we're not limiting ourselves to everything has to be on one contract, but we want to make sure that the contract and services that we do provide help agencies meet, you know, the mandates, whether it's moving to IPv6 or, you know, trusted internet connection, things like that.
Mary Davey of the General Services Administration's Federal Acquisition Service with me. You write on your blog yesterday, Mary, we're starting to see moves by others than the traditional telecommunications providers into the telecom space, creating even greater changes in the market. How do you build some flexibility into something like EIS so that as new players come in and agencies may find, you know, 2 years from now, there's some capability that they want that we don't know of today, but they'll still be able to get it through this contract?
Yeah, that's so we do have an area in our portfolio called emerging technology, and we know that you know, when we put contracts in place, we need to allow for the capability to add new technologies through the providers. We also understand that there may be new providers, as I pointed out in the blog post, that are getting into a space that, you know, maybe they hadn't traditionally gotten into before. We've seen, you know, articles recently about, for instance, you know, the Google drones that are solar powered and will be providing internet access. You've got things like Google Fiber that's happening. So we know that the market is changing. And so at a basic level, we need to provide transport and infrastructure services to agencies. But we also know that there's emerging companies, emerging technology. So some of it might be satisfied through new contracts or the contracts that we're planning now. But as that market changes and new providers come in, we may need to put in place, you know, additional contracts in those emerging markets. So that's why that portfolio covers all of that.
What are some of the timeline items or things that we'll see as you progress with the NS 2020 strategy and the rollout of EIS, Mary?
So the RFI is on the street
right now.
We are anticipating awards in late 2016 to early 2017 for that program. We also have planned new regional contracts, and we had the first one, which is the Northeast Enterprise Infrastructure Solutions contract. That RFI was out in December. We're evaluating responses now, and the plan is to have that contract awarded by 2015. We then have two more RFIs for additional regional contracts coming out this year with award dates, you know, in 2016, 2017. And as those things are happening, you know, we're looking at like our satellite services contracts that will be needing to be renewed over the next several years, what more we do in the wireless or mobile space and things like that. So, you know, it's a constant evolution. And we look, of course, at what we already have in place, what can be satisfied through existing contracts versus, you know, what would we need to offer new.
You wrote on your blog post yesterday, we continue to work with Congress, the White House, and OMB to ensure the success of NS 2020. What are the roles of each of those stakeholders, Mary?
So we have a congressional mandate to manage the federal government's telecommunications program. That doesn't mean it's a mandatory program. But because of that mandate and because of, you know, just the amount of money that's spent in IT and telecommunications, the Hill, OMB, of course, are very interested in GSA's role and what we can do and the, you know, the ability for agencies to get services more efficiently and effectively. OMB and the eGov office, as well as, you know, the CIO Council, they are also always looking for, you know, options and alternatives and often turning to GSA to provide, you know, the common services role in making those contracts available. So when we did things like FSSI, Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, wireless, we worked with OMB and the agencies to define requirements and put a common solution in place. Same thing on the mobile device management platform. Part of OMB's digital government strategy, we worked with agencies to define requirements and understand what they would need to help make better buying decisions, and then GSA launched and manages that platform. So a lot of interest, obviously, in IT and telecom spend in government, and we want to make sure that, you know, everybody's clear about what it is we are doing, what we can do, and, you know, if there's additional needs for GSA to support, you know, whatever administration priorities or policies come out, we want to be able to do that.